There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Jason Lee Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Jason Lee Podcast. Oh, man, it feels good to be back at work today. This applause is for you, California. Yes, on Proposition 50, all of the MAGA haters are upset. Everybody in the Donald Trump world and the MAGA Republicans are upset because California and Gavin Newsom spanked that ass the other day. Proposition 50, in case you don't know what that is, if you're not a voter, you need to be registered to vote. Proposition 50, reverse the gerrymandering by gerrymandering, basically.
Yep.
And those that don't know what gerrymandering is, Rob, can you please be our political explainer today?
Well, do you want me to just give like a...
Sure.
Okay. I'll give the
not the Urban Dictionary version of gerrymandering. Just what is gerrymandering?
I want to give the official definition because it's named after a person and I don't want to mess it up. Gerrymandering is the practice of manipulating legislative district boundaries for the favor of one political party.
And so we all saw in Texas what was happening to our friend Jasmine Crockett, where they were redistricting to give the Republicans more seats so they can control our Congress. But we California, Gavin Newsom said, nah, bitch, you ain't going to do that. And our governor did some redistricting of his own in California to balance out the power. And so now we did that here in California. And then now what you're seeing happening across the country is that blue wave I told you was coming. The Democrats are taking over with multiple Democratic governors being elected across the state, mayors, first time African-American mayors, first time female mayors. So I'm going to just give another round of applause to everybody out there that's voting smart. This is not about being a Republican or a Democrat, because as everybody knows, I'm the vice mayor of Stockton and I'm a nonpartisan seat holder. This is about getting back to some level of normalcy, because right now we have a government that's shut down, the longest shutdown in U.S. history, with people not being paid. And we're doing a $300 million unnecessary construction at the White House. So, I mean, when you look at what's happening, how do we make sense? How do we explain it? How are we going to explain history?
Well, I think this is interesting because I thought a lot about this, and I really believe that his base, the MAGA base, a lot of them were fooled into believing that the policies that he was implementing wouldn't affect them. And now they're living through the existence of losing everything they have. They're losing their health care. They're losing their SNAP benefits because they really thought, and we talked about the SNAP thing the other day on the podcast. I really believe they didn't think that they were the recipients of welfare. So they assume that it has a black face on it. So it's really not going to hurt them. And they are destroying the lives of their base. And now their base is responding with their vote.
And once white people start losing things, they're like, hold on. It was crazy. And as Rob mentioned, 45 million Americans lost SNAP, EBT, as a result of Donald Trump's bad behavior. I recently volunteered my time at the Stockton Emergency Food Bank, along with some of my colleagues from the county and the city. Take a look.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's watching what Trump is doing. I think people who live in Stockton, Sullivan County, and every city and county around the country are focused on the White House, right? But we know that the needs and everything that we are experiencing is right here on the ground. And so all of us local officials hear it every day, what the needs are from our community. I called Supervisor Gardea. I said, hey, we got to pull a group together so we can respond to this. He and I got on a call. I invited Councilman Padilla, who's been coordinating with the Stockton Unified School District. And then we brought all of our teams together to talk about what we're going to do to make sure that we get ahead of this. So this happened last week. We all know EBT and SNAP paused on November 1st. There's updates now coming out of the White House, so you can check that out. But, you know, we had to make sure that we were out here to, regardless of what's happening in D.C., make sure that our people right here in Stockton and the county are cool.
So, yeah, do what you can do to get out there and help. We live in a crazy time right now, and I'm optimistic. And this is what I always say, even about Stockton government, that it can only become so bad before it has to swing the other way. Now, let me say something to you Democrats. Y'all ain't gonna listen, so it don't matter. This is your time. to start investing money in messaging, investing money in your marketing, building a coalition, and getting people to get behind this move to bring some normalcy to our country again. The Democratic Party has been failing for a long time. If it wasn't for Jasmine Crockett and Gavin Newsom, and I'll sprinkle a couple of more of you Democrats in there, you all would have fully collapsed. And so I just want to say that I'm hoping that the Democrats do a better job of its messaging. I also want to say to all of the people that ran and won, all of the new Democrats, again, round of applause for you for stepping up and protecting those in your state, in your cities that you know have been enduring. Shout out to the mayor of New York City.
Zohra Mamdani. Yeah.
How you say his name?
Mamdani.
Congratulations to you, immigrant, Muslim, first immigrant Muslim, youngest. I mean, you broke a lot of records and you broke that glass ceiling beating out Andrew Cuomo, who was the state's governor for a long time, had lots of baggage. I will say the debate they had, baby, I don't know where you came from, but you dragged him for filth. You're my type of guy, and congratulations to the state of New York. All right. Whew. My mind is working real slow. We filming real early today because I got things to do. Anything else before we get into it?
No.
I didn't think Rob was coming to work today. Let's just get to the tea with Jason Lee. Whenever we shoot real early or real late, my mind still wants to be in the bed. I am at an age now where I enjoy a pillow more than I've ever enjoyed a pillow in my life. But I'm also at an age where I'm waking up extremely early and going to bed early. Can I just say, in Stockton where I live and in LA where I work and stay when I'm here for work, both cities are really boring right now. LA, you're in bed by like 8 now, yeah, right?
I think that's an age thing though.
No. No, I saw something online where it talked about LA nightlife has gone. Like LA nightlife when we were running the streets 20 years ago, it will never ever be that again. And then when I look at Stockton, I mean, we're working hard to make it a city that's attractive but also safer. They're just both not cities right now that are helping with my entertainment palette, okay? So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe one day I run for governor of California and, you know, turn this state up a little bit. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
All right, well, let's get to the tea. Listen, Charlie's widow, Erica, and the vice president, J.D. Vance, have the internet in a whirlwind. Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, and Vice President J.D. Vance are sparking affair rumors, and I'm just going to say allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't know that to be true. After their recent warm and intimate looking embrace. Now, mind you, Erica has two kids with Charlie, and J.D. and his wife, Usha, share 3 children. Now, we all know Charlie was killed in September during a Turning Point USA college tour in Utah, which we all have condemned. He left behind Erica, their 3-year-old daughter, and 1-year-old son. Now, while Charlie's widow says no one can replace him, things surely didn't look that way when the internet got a hold of this image in the video right here. Now, let me just break down what happened. There was recently an event at Turning Point USA. It was a rally, and Erica had great things to say about JD before grabbing a head full of his hair during the embrace. Now, look, I am going to reserve all of my opinions because I do have some, but I want to be respectful for now. Take a look.
I am tremendously blessed and honored tonight to be able to introduce to you a very, very dear friend and his wife. They are incredible. And I see no one will ever replace my husband. No. But I do see some similarities of my husband in JD and Vice President JD Vance. I do. And that's why I'm so blessed to be able to introduce him tonight, because he understands the fight that we're up against, and he can articulate that in a way that transcends race that transcends demographic backgrounds. He's an amazing man. So please help me welcome to the stage Vice President J.D. Vance.
The Vice President of the United States took the stage in Oxford, Mississippi tonight. His appearance comes as Turning Point USA makes a stop.
I have many things to say, but Rob, go ahead. You say it first.
Well, I truly believe that in his brain, he believes that he's going to be president. And I think he has an issue because his wife is Hindu. And he publicly bashed his Hindu wife and said that he prays it and hopes that she's going to become a Christian and she's going to find her way. And I know that his audience base truly does not. They're a Christian nationalist. Let's just put it, the truth. And they attacked Vivek Ramaswamy recently because he's Hindu at a Turning Point USA event. So there's no way he's going to be able to be president with this base if he has a Hindu wife. I'm just saying.
It was, nobody can replace my dead husband who just died last week or so. However, I can see a lot of him in him. And then this embrace. For me. I also don't like the black eyeliner. It's just too much. And it's too early in the day for me to even be looking at that. So it's giving real Adam's Family vibe. I just think about like people that I've lost that I've loved. How would I act? And we all act different. Loss affects us all. And there's a huge platform at Turning Point USA, which, by the way, they've canceled from what I've heard their halftime show. That's not going to happen. You heard about that?
Yes, because they were boycotting the Super Bowl.
First of all, Bad Bunny. I'll be there. I'm struggling to understand how you think that was appropriate. He's the Vice President of the United States. We would never have allowed a woman of any race to run her hands through Barack Obama's hair without it being a national crisis, an international scandal. Can you imagine?
No.
It's disrespectful to his wife, even though you acknowledge her. You acknowledge that you know he has a wife and then still ran your fingers through their hair. It tells a lot about your relationship off camera because you felt comfortable enough to do that. I met Kamala Harris. I didn't run my fingers through her hair to see if it was a track, to see if it was a wig, to see if she had some braids up under that thing. I didn't do it. It just was not a. Could you imagine if I rubbed my hands through Kamala Harris's hair?
So inappropriate.
Well, if you missed it, I want to show you a closer look. Look, okay? The way she's staring at him, it's like, I see my future in your eyes. The holding of the waist. I mean, now, could they get together and become a couple, and would that help him?
I mean, they both have that thick eyeliner on, so it would be a match made in heaven.
But would the country would accept that?
Yeah, because they're white.
And then the Hindu first lady would just go away.
She would just fade into the distance.
How disrespectful is it to say you're going to turn this Hindu woman into a Christian? Right?
It was crazy.
Because crazy. She, the mother of your three children, was good enough at some point, and now because you want that power, you would change all that potentially.
And that's why I think this is not far-fetched.
That would be a scam. Well, I mean, look at the party, right? Well, elsewhere in an interview with Fox News, Erica broke down in tears while looking at a video of her late husband and talking about their daughter, still asking about him. Listen.
You told your children that Charlie was going on a work trip with Jesus. Are they still asking, where's daddy?
Yes, my daughter continues to ask, but it's really sweet because I keep explaining to her a few things. And I said, if ever you want to talk to daddy, you just look up to the sky and start talking to him. He can hear you. It's always in your heart. And I told her, I said, you know, daddy is in heaven. She goes, do you think I could go sometime? I said, baby, we will all go one day. We will all go one day.
Show you a video of Charlie talking about TPUSA.
Okay. Oh, he looks so good. Sorry, guys. Just give me a second. It's the longest video I've watched of him. Just give me a second.
Charlie was on a mission to save Western civilization. Mm-hmm. Did you know that's what you signed up for?
You know, well, no, I didn't sign up for anything. I just married the love of my life.
Do you feel safe?
What are they going to threaten me with? Going to heaven sooner to be with my husband? And I don't say that to be reckless. I do not. I do not say that because I'm out in the streets, like, here I am, come find me. And that's not at all. It's a fearlessness that's rooted in the understanding that I will have my day and my time, whenever that is. When the Lord knows that I've completed my mission. And I'm not afraid. Charlie wasn't afraid either. We never lived in fear. If we did, we wouldn't get anything done.
Yeah, and listen, let's be very clear. I mean, the show Hollywood Unlocked, just humanity, regardless of what you are, who you are, what you believe, whatever, nobody should have been assassinated and should be killed. And political violence is crazy. And this is why even in my own, office of being the vice mayor and all the conflict going on right now and racial troping that's happening, I'm being very clear that this is not a climate to be playing those games, because this is what happened and this becomes the result of those games. And so, my heart goes out to Erica, the family, everybody who's watched this, the people that had to be there and witness it personally. I mean, it's trauma that's going to last for a long time. Nobody should be hurt, regardless of what you feel, what you say, and how you live. I still think this is highly inappropriate. And I'm going to ask you guys, what do you think? Please send me a comment. Go to social media. Just tell me. Rest in peace, Charlie. Bye. Trump and Nicki Minaj are... What?
The fact that that's even a statement is crazy. Sorry.
This was not in the bingo card. Chun-Li is supporting Agent Orange. This is an interesting thing. Nicki Minaj, she caught a lot of backlash. Not that she cares. Praising and defending President Donald Trump. Even her super fans listening to Super Bass got into it because the Barb started questioning their loyalty to her. Things began as Trump took to social media warning Nigeria's government that if it doesn't stop what he called the slaughter of Christians, the U.S. might pull aid. This is a photo of Donald Trump threatening Nigeria. Christianity is facing an existential threat in Nigeria. Thousands of Christians are being killed. Radical Islamists are responsible for this mass slaughter. I'm hereby making Nigeria a country of particular concern. But that is the least of it. When Christians or any such group is slaughtered, like is happening in Nigeria, 31,000 versus 4,476 worldwide, something must be done. I'm asking Congressman Riley Moore, together with Chairman Tom Cole and the House Appropriations Committee, to immediately look into this matter and report back to me. The United States cannot stand by while such atrocities are happening in Nigeria and numerous other countries. We stand ready, willing, and able to save our great Christian population around the world. And then he goes on to say, if the Nigerian government continues to allow the killing of Christians, the USA will immediately stop all aid and assistance to Nigeria and may very well go into that now disgraced country, guns a-blazing, to completely wipe out the Islamic terrorists who are committing these horrible atrocities. You know, just say you want to go into Africa and kill. Like, that's basically what you're saying. You know, go on and say that you want to starve an already challenged country by removing aid, the same way you remove SNAP and EBT. I mean, you don't need to develop and gaslight all of us with these conspiracy theories in order to give you the green light to go in and just kill people. You're doing it in Venezuela by just bombing boats in the water. And look, if there are people on there with drugs, go seize the boats, bring them to justice, hold them accountable. That's the United States way. But now it's not. Let's just drop bombs on brown people without them going through due process. By the way, you would have never let Barack Obama keep Guantanamo Bay open because you would have said that he was over there waterboarding people. But we're not waterboarding people. We're just dropping bombs on them. Right? Mm-hmm. Am I covering this right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you brought up a good point that he's targeting brown people. And I think this rhetoric of masking it as religion is crazy because Christianity was in Africa well before it was in Europe. Christianity is not a white religion, and they keep trying to mask it that way so that they can use it for racist purposes. So I think it's great to frame it that way because that's truly what it is.
You didn't address the genocide in the Congo. You didn't address the slave trade in Libya. I mean, there are other things going, oh, but then again, you're kind of doing it too. I mean, Gaza. Anyway, I don't want to get distracted here because the story is not just about that. It's about the fact that Nikki shared Trump's post and praised him. Well, because Nikki is known for being erratic. I mean, we saw all the meltdown recently. I mean, she just threatened our friend Kyle at Neighborhood Talk and posted him and said, don't talk about me. I almost text Kyle to say, you should just post a photo of her and say no. I would have. Anyway, this is the post of Nikki praising Donald. Reading this made me feel a deep sense of gratitude. We live in a country where we can freely worship God. Let me read it like her. No group should ever be persecuted for practicing their religion. We don't have to share the same beliefs in order for us to respect each other. That is how she talks. Numerous countries all around the world are being affected by this horror. It's dangerous to pretend we don't notice. Thank you to the president and his team for making this seriously, God bless every persecuted Christian. Let's remember to lift them up in prayer. Well, is it right message, wrong person? I don't know, but this is what I will say. When Kanye West, and this is crazy that I'm even mixing them together, but when Kanye West said that he wore the red hat, I think he said this on the Jason Lee show or one of the Hollywood Unlocked podcasts, I can't remember. But when I asked him about wearing the red hat, he said it wasn't about wearing the red hat that he stood with Trump or something, but that it was about being able to have the free speech to wear the right hat. I don't recall it, but let me just find the clip and put it here. Did you ever reconcile why people were upset about you wearing the hat, though? Because, I mean, honestly, like, I mean, not to get too deep into politics, I look at, like, all the conversation, even that Joe Biden was having with Charlemagne, saying that if you vote Republican, you ain't black. But then now that they're in office, I really don't see the policies being passed to benefit the people that you were going out fighting for. So I get it. I understand, you know, the frustration or the guilt in the games that people play. But I always wondered if you reconcile why people were feeling the way they were feeling about you wearing the hat.
Yeah, you know what? I will say I take responsibility for the fact that it hurt their feelings, mm-hmm. that it hurt people's feelings, you know? And I also say, I believe now that people, not just black people, just across the board, they're realizing like, yo, you have to let yay be yay. You gotta push it. Like me and Drake was gonna wear Virgil Jordans at the show, and we had them. We was backstage, and when I put them on, I just didn't look like yay. Mm-hmm. I look more like yay with these boots. I got this line on the song with Game where I say I wear these boots even in the shower.
Yeah,
like you know, because how can something change if we're in groupthink? Mm-hmm. There's going to be someone who doesn't take the program. And so I take accountability for when I've been ramped up and not had the right mood and attitude. But it was necessary for me to not take the programming and then to not, you know, take the bullying and the manipulation. They want all celebrities in a position, basketball players, rappers, have to say, yo, we're voting in the same party as the media control party, which is the Democrats. The majority of people who own the media are aligned with the Democrats. So if you don't align with them, they literally is like, yo, your career is gonna be over. That was really the biggest reason why I went to the hospital. Every day, imagine everyone in your life telling you your career is gonna be over if you don't vote for Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why am I gonna vote for Hillary Clinton? I don't have no connection, you know, to this person. Why do you have to defend your right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to defend your right? What little rights we got? We got like 13th Amendment in the Constitution. They got literal amendments only based on aimed at black people to lock us up. But then we're defending the rights that we fought for. What was the point of fighting and winning to vote If you got to defend, who you going to vote on? Like, I always had a difference of opinion to everyone in grammar school, everyone in high school. And I think, you know, a lot of times I'm ahead of my time, 10 years ahead of my time, 20 years ahead of my time. And as a leader and a visionary, I got to take a responsibility to be able to communicate to the people who follow me, where are we going, yay? Where is this going? And there was a blurry time where people are just feeling lost. They didn't know where they was going. Even for Kim, she's like, where are you going? Where are you going? I know how to get there. I know what this is. I've been going here my whole life. You're talking about building sustainable communities and all that and how this is going to be, you know, better. And people just don't understand sometimes where I'm headed. I have to take that responsibility as a visionary to move just a little bit slower, stop, explain, you know, where we're going. And I feel that there's a lot more people along for the ride now, because I am a future president. It might not be 2-3 years from now. I might not. But, you know, ain't never been a situation I went in that I didn't make it better. I'm an industrialist.
I mean, some would say, I mean, she's at least praising him for addressing an issue that is an issue. But the Post left barbs questioning their loyalty to their queen. Look at what they said. These are the barbs. Never did I think that Nicki Minaj would come out as a Republican in big age of 2025. Embarrassing. Barty Tint. That must be a Cardi B page, fan page. You have the gayest fan base of them all, and you're openly supporting the orange bastard on MAGA Barbies. Oh, MAGA Barbies. Nikki Queen, we are getting dragged. Can you clear it up? They think you full-on MAGA. Girl, no one is forgetting about you being MAGA. Well, then somebody actually caught her attention for a response. The fan said this. Nikki, as a diehard fan who genuinely sticks beside you through every single scandal, you cozying up to this fucking loser, I might actually have to tap out. We live in a country that wants to weaponize religion so your gay fans can be pushed into a corner in silence.
I think that fan is absolutely right. And the crazy part is they really are like weaponizing Christianity in the U.S. in a horrible way. Like, you see all of these MAGA people cheering that people are losing the, you know, access to food. They're using Christianity as an excuse to like target people in America and say they don't deserve certain rights. It's crazy to me that this is the person she's aligning herself with on this topic. But she's crashing out again. And I think this is a last ditch effort to have some kind of credibility after she's slowly losing it all.
Let me play devil's advocate. Is there some positivity and gratefulness to her acknowledging a president who's acknowledging an issue that other presidents haven't acknowledged? I mean, a lot of people, whether it's media, presidents, whatever, have failed to acknowledge some of the challenges in the Congo. Is there any positive to it?
I don't think so. Not in this context, only because, like, if you're so concerned about the safety of Christianity, you should also be concerned about preserving what Christianity represents. And we're doing the opposite right now in the United States to people who exist here. So you can't be outraged about that and not outraged about how Christianity is performing in the US. Like, I think there has to be a balance. And if you're just screaming out about this one, it feels pointed and specific.
Listen, and what Christianity and Jesus are y'all watching? Because the one that I read about and that I feel when I listen to gospel music or when I walk into church, it's not one that thinks that this type of behavior that Rob just talked about is appropriate. I mean, and all of you that are Christian folks, and I don't want to get into the Christian nationalists, because some of you have used Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost to be unholy. And you're able to sleep at night. That's the crazy part, that mm-hmm. some of you are doing things and believing in things that are just asinine, but the fact that you can go to sleep at night is really alarming to me. Well, Nikki saw that fan's post and clapped back. This is what she said. Imagine hearing that Christians are being murdered and making it about you being gay. When my home was swatted multiple times with my innocent toddler inside, with maybe 20 officers with guns drawn pointed at our home due to political corruption, you being gay couldn't save me. Expecting someone to stay oppressed, abused, targeted, harassed, and consistently ignored by public figures who are supposed to be helping them says more about you than it does about anyone else. I'll advocate for you the same way I'm advocating for murdered Christians in Nigeria, like I always have. Just remember that. Diligently, compassionately, just remember that part too. LOL, and I know you're not a diehard fan. Let me think about it if I want to block you for the next 10 to 15 minutes. Love you. Then in one of Nikki's ex spaces, a Barbie tried to share how difficult it's been for them to work under Trump's administration, but Nikki completely dismissed their concerns. Listen.
Unmute yourself, big one.
Morning, Queen.
Good morning, King. How are you?
I'm making it on my way to this job that barely wants me there, but I'm still pressing through.
Why not?
Well, you know, since this new administration came in, people of color don't get the same treatment that we used to.
Good night, big one, okay? I knew it was the reason I wasn't following your ass.
Nikki, can I speak? My bad.
Yes, please, Nigel, princess. Thank you.
Okay, so one thing I wanted to...
Why did she do that?
Because she's cozying up to Trump. That's weird. Now she's like deflecting the concerns of her fan base. Like, this is weird.
Despite backlash from her fans, the Barbs, Trump's UN ambassador Mike Waltz invited Nikki to visit the embassy and talk more. She accepted, claiming she was honored. Look, Nicki Minaj, thank you for using your platform to speak out in defense of Christians being persecuted in Nigeria. We cannot allow this to continue. Every brother and sister of Christ must band together and say enough. If you ever find yourself in New York, come by the U.S. Embassy to the United Nations. I would love to speak with you in more depth about what our administration is doing to protect Christians' freedoms all over the world. And she said, I'd be honored. Thank you, Ambassador.
I'm just so confused as to why she's like trying to take on this persona of a Christian all of a sudden. Wasn't she just a couple of weeks ago calling Cardi B's kids monkeys? Like, I just don't understand. Now, all of a sudden, she's this devout Christian who's living a life where she has to go out in the streets and speak out for the safety of people who live in other countries, but not the safety of people who are her fans who live in the United States. I don't get it.
And I'll say this. I'm at a place in my life, like Charlamagne the God, I'm going to say what he said, and this is the first time I've ever said it, where I send her healing energy. Because over the years, I've been extremely critical of Nicki Minaj. You can Google all the things I've said. I stand by all of them today, even more than before. But I can't keep investing time in criticizing what we all know. Obviously, you're not only cozying up. Maybe you're MAGA. You denounced your fans. You denounced the gay fans. Now you're going to go hang out with the administration, who is making probably most of your fans suffer as a result of SNAP and EBT and all the other things, because it's not like your fans are all millionaire and billionaires. Well, Nikki then retweeted a post calling her the first female rapper with a UN invite, then shared a new MAGA slogan. Look, she said, come on, Barbs, let's make America gag again, with a chess piece. Meanwhile, the White House TikTok shared a video collage of Trump and Melania and put a mix, including Nikki's Bees in the Trap, over it. Look. And she responded saying, the President and First Lady of the United States of America, Barbs, I don't know which one of you uploaded this to the White House TikTok, but just so you know, unlimited backstage gag city for life. I don't know what timeline we're on right now. I'm just going with the flow. Do you want to say anything?
Yeah. This is all going to shift back, and people are not going to forget the people who stood on the wrong side of history. So people should be very careful, because it's going to shift back in the right direction. And we're already starting to see that. So,
and your over support for the White House isn't shifting anything for Christians. I wish we could play Beyonce Cozy right here. Cozy, cozy, cozy. Anyway, I don't know where you're going with this. If you're trolling, I don't know, but words do have power and consequences. And, you know, I think this is a slippery slope, but I'm not surprised. Kyle, keep hosting her, by the way. Shout out to Neighborhood Talk. Bye. All right. Let me show you Julia Fox and Winnie Harlow's costumes that have the world talking, okay, online. Now, I will say, I texted Winnie Harlow. She didn't text back because I think she's still mad at me, but I did text her. I liked some of her Whitney Houston costumes because she did multiple looks. It's just this one's getting her in trouble. And I did not text, excuse me, ugh. I had a Wendy Williams moment. Yeah, when you get older, you get gassy.
Yeah, yeah, gotta let it out.
Well, I let mine out my mouth. You let yours out another way.
Shouldn't hold that in either.
I didn't text Julia, although I have both of their phone numbers, I should probably put them both in a group text and should send them this link, but I did not text Julia because I have no word. There's nothing to say about it, okay? But I'm gonna be fair and tell the story so we can get into it. Winnie Harlow, supermodel, respected model all over the world, and Julia Fox, the actress, caught some serious backlash after dressing as Whitney Houston and a bloody Jackie Kennedy for this year's Halloween. Now, so Julia was dressed as Jackie Kennedy, the former first lady, who was covered in blood after the assassination of her husband, President John F. Kennedy. Now, let me show you a photo of Julia Fox as a bloody Jackie Kennedy. Okay. Julia explained that her look wasn't a costume, but it was a statement. Take a look. She posted this on Instagram. She said, "I'm dressed as Jackie Kennedy in the pink suit, not as a costume, but as a statement. When her husband was assassinated, she refused to change out of her bloodstained clothes, saying, 'I want them to see what they've done.' The image of the delicate pink suit splattered with blood is one of the most haunting..." I don't even know what that... What is that?
Juxtapositions.
Juxtaposition. What is that?
It's like...
Anyway, yeah. Now come back. Just go Google it. Where's Marina? In modern history, beauty and horror. Is that what juxtaposition is? Beauty and horror?
Yeah, it's like the comparing. It's like two things that are...
Okay. Poison, devastation. Her decision not to change clothes, even after being encouraged to, was an act of extraordinary bravery. It was performance, protest, and mourning all at once. A woman weaponizing image and grace to expose brutality. It's about trauma, power, how femininity itself... It's a form of resistance. Long live Jackie O. Hear you. I think as somebody who's lost family members, I would probably wanted you to reach out to me. You probably should have reached out to the family to share your creative ideas to get their blessing. Imagine somebody dressed as Martin Luther King with half their head blown off. Probably would get Bernice active on social media. Well, despite her explanation, John F. Kennedy's grandson, Jack, condemned her. And this is what he had to say. He said, "Julia Fox glorifying political violence is disgusting, desperate, and dangerous. I'm sure her late grandmother would agree." That was a read. Oh, spoke too soon. Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter, Bernice, talked about that. This is what she said. "Just well, a crass decision. I immediately thought of Caroline Kennedy." I mean, these are kids of parents that they watch get murdered. Parents who are fighting for freedoms for all of us. Not the freedom to dress as their spouses who had to be there for them and hold their family together during such a trying time. But, you know, one would say this is extremely tacky. What do you think?
I think that was a bad decision. I understand the point she was trying to make, but I think in trying to make her point, she's inevitably causing hurt and harm to people who actually had to live through those experiences. So it would have been a better choice just to wear the pink suit.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Julia, come on. I mean, you're known for shocking people. So you had to know that this was going to cause some shock value. But also, I mean, you're using your platform to raise awareness to something that probably TikTokers and those who don't vote these days don't remember. Mm-hmm. So I can see both sides of it. But I do think at least you gave an explanation. I would have probably reached out to the family to have a conversation. I can tell you right now, don't nobody go as my dead brother. There's no need for it. We don't need to hear about it, see it, talk about it. And you got Bernice and the Kennedy family speaking. You may want to reach out, maybe send some flowers. I don't know how you fix that. Well, elsewhere, Winnie's tribute to Whitney said she recreated Whitney's iconic moment on stage during her acceptance of the 2001 BET Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, those of you that know, and I know Winnie's not from America. She's from, I think, Canada, or she's Jamaican, but she's from Canada. That wasn't Whitney's best moment. It caused lots of online rumor speculation. It was a funny viral moment for those who thought it was funny, but it wasn't funny for those of us that know what she was going through. Well, anyway, here's a clip just so you can see what we're talking about.
I ain't every woman. I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. What? What? To my Nippy Ink family, Donna, Lynn, Pat, Lori, Shelly, Aaliyah, Rose, Brian, Darren, and Ulysses, thank you for holding down the fort. Uh-huh. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Huh. Lastly, hey, wait! That's mine!
That's mine. Let me handle this. You better chill. You better lay low.
It was a funny moment. But we all know what Whitney was going through at the time.
Allegedly.
Right?
Yeah.
What?
I'm not mad at Winnie Harlow for this moment.
But what was Whitney going through?
She was the booger sugar was on high.
And so I understand, again, I mean, I'm not defending either one of them because I understand this was a viral moment. This was a viral moment, but it was a viral moment at someone else's expense. Whitney had a lot going on, allegedly, at the time.
And allegedly.
We all know how Whitney died. And some of us very personally were around at the time when she passed away. Whitney, you acted the hell out of that. But you've been talked about. And you know how that feels. You say you're not mad at it. Why?
I mean, this moment has been talked about on Mad TV, SNL. Every comedic outlet has used that moment as a like to make light of the situation.
Doesn't mean it's okay.
But I'm saying I don't think that there was malice intent in what Winnie Harlow was doing. So I think she was just like, it was just a funny moment and a funny video. We all thought it was hilarious when Homegirl used to do it on Mad TV every single week. Like, so I don't take it in a negative way from Winnie Harlow. I think she was just paying homage to Whitney Houston at Halloween. And this is one of the many moments in the history of Whitney Houston.
Now, I will say, in all fairness and to Rob's point, Whitney did several Whitney renditions throughout the years. I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney. She went, and I actually texted her. She didn't text me back. That she did a great job with those. This one I can understand, I guess, what I'm saying, why people have an issue with it. Here's a reference clip if you missed the original. Take a look.
Lastly, hey, wait. That's mine. That's mine. Let me handle this. You better chill. You better lay low.
Whitney was still beautiful, mm-hmm. by the way. Rest in peace. And Babyface, friend of the show, was standing behind her when this happened. I should have asked him about that moment. Anyway, Whitney also recreated Whitney's I Want to Dance with Somebody music video. Take a look. I'm going to show you a muted version and talk over it. This is her right here. She looked just like her. And, you know, again, she gets an A for effort because not only did the video hit and the earrings and the costume and all that, I mean, she really killed it. And despite how spot on Whitney was and how lighthearted her tribute seemed, critics accused her of mocking Whitney at one of her lowest moments amid drug claims. This is a post of what people said. And I'll let you read this here. People wanted her to do something more positive and, you know, look at times where there were things that Whitney was doing that were also memorable, but maybe not as negative. Now, having had enough, Whitney addressed the backlash and even shared that Whitney Houston's estate approved as they reposted her videos in the Instagram account. Take a look. Firstly, a majority of the responses have been incredibly positive. I've loved seeing you guys love these Halloween looks. My video wasn't mocking Whitney. That clip has always been one of my favorite moments of hers. She was radiant, funny, confident, and captivating. She was being awarded. The way she moved across that stage with flair and swag was iconic. You better lay low is something I say at least once a week. My mother is one of her biggest fans and named me Whitney after her. That's my real legal name. She always been a queen in my house. People are more than headlines. A woman who could command a room, make you laugh, and carry herself like royalty. If all you see when you see Whitney are her struggles, you're missing her charisma, humor, talent, personality, and wit. She was hilarious and magnetic. That is and what should always be highlighted, the light that made us all love her attention to positivity. I mean, I agree with everything Winnie just said. And the fact that she reached out to the family, or the family reposted it, showing that they supported it, how can we all have a problem? That's different than what Julia did, right?
100%.
Okay. Well, Winnie, you did a great job. Julia, you're still very pretty, but you need to call Bernice and put her and the Kennedy cousin or something in the group text. You need to fix that.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I think instead of being outraged about these two costumes, people should have been outraged about the costumes that really mattered this year, Lauren Boebert, who is a representative of her state, dressed up as in Mexican like attire and had a sign that said Mexican word of the day, juicy. Tell me if juicy ice. That is so disrespectful and so racist and disgusting.
Or that white influencer that dressed up in
as a black woman.
As a black woman, yeah.
Those are the costumes we should be having a conversation about, and it burns me that people are really going after Winnie Harlow and Julia Fox as opposed to being concerned about the voices that are putting out negative stuff that really impacts us in a hard way.
Rob is really defending Winnie because he's secretly in love with her fiance, Kyle Kuzma.
What's up, Kyle?
Kyle ain't thinking about you. I want to say congratulations to Winnie and Kyle, though. I ain't gonna lie. I see lots of engagements. Theirs made me jealous. I was like, damn, that's like real love. You know, when these celebrities get together, we never really know if it's gonna work or not. They found something that works. Kyle is a really nice, sweet guy. She's a really nice, sweet woman, and they found each other, and it seems to be working. And I'm happy for them, so I want to give them a round of applause. And even though, Kyle, you broke Rob's heart, and he's, you know, still stalking the Instagram page, at least you guys seem happy. You know, take this off real quick. You know, another relationship that I have to admit I was wrong about right here in front of everybody? Megan Thee Stallion and her man.
Told you.
What's his name? Klay Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Megan and Klay up in the limousine. I didn't know if it was real or not. But the more I watch them, the more I'm happy for both. I am happy for you, Megan. Love looks good on you. I love how he's treating you. But more importantly, I love how you're mothering him. And just the whole other thing. It's been cute to watch. I'm happy to see you guys happy. And I'm a big enough of a man to say when I was wrong, I came here and thought that y'all were, you know, a microwave couple that wasn't going to last that long. And I was wrong.
I think I said on the episode that you were going to have this moment.
Anyway, let's move along. Speaking of love, Love Island stars. Well, she was a star that got into scandal. And then he was on a show. I don't know what show. Well, Too Hot to Handle, I think. Well, either way, these Netflix star rejects have found love with one another. By the way, Lewis has always been cute. I had to go unsend all the DMs I sent to him over the years because he never responded. But he was like one of those rejects that never really made it until he got with the one who lost. And these two losers now have become winners because they are winning online with lots of social media. I did a deep dive on their social media, though. He posts her a lot and she never posts him. So I think he's getting out of this what he always got and never got. I think he's getting out of this what he always wanted but never got, and it's the fame that his friend Miguel has. Miguel's a friend of mine, just full disclosure. And she is getting a lot, you know, beauty brand and all that. We'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, one man's – no, sorry. One man's trash – is another man's treasure. I was going to say one man's trash, but this is, it would have been wrong. It's a different thing. Anyway, these two losers have found love and not an island. And it's working for them because their numbers are good. He's now at 1 million followers. He was struggling around $2.50, but now they're together. And she's at, I think, 6 million. A lot of people love and hate her on that. And this beautiful woman, Alandria, who I don't know. By the way, skin is skinning over there.
Stunning.
Oh, great. Well, Love Island USA season 7 star, reject, Huda Mustafa and her boyfriend, Too Hot to Handle, cute ass, Lewis Russell, have apologized after being caught laughing at a racial slur aimed at fellow Love Island star Alandria Carthen. Well, the couple were on a live when an apparent prank caller rang Lewis's phone. Take a look.
Hello?
Wait, you might want to turn the light. Hello?
Whoa, hey.
Yo, I turned that shit off.
Hey.
Yo, what the fuck? What did they say? They said a bad word.
It's 2025. Why are we still doing this? Now, I know you, I think he's British or from Europe or something. Y'all know what slavery and racism looks like all over the world. So there's no excuse in that. Well, immediately after the call, Mustafa took to her Instagram story and wrote this. Y'all, first of all, clickbait using a sensitive topic is actually insane. Me and Lewis did not hear what was said by that caller. Only the racial slur, which we hung up immediately. I don't condone anything of the sort. Whoever called, purposely, continuously called while we were on live, really don't condone racism, which is really, I can't see, let's see, which is why it was immediately hung up on once. Anyway, I'm not going to read all that. Y'all can read it. The laughter, she's saying, was because it was awkward. Like, who the heck said something offensive like that on a call, on his live? I think it was an opportunity to catch it right away. You have 6 million followers. He has 1 million followers. You know, obviously, you have a major platform and that people are watching and that things could be misconstrued. We've all made mistakes. I haven't made a mistake like this stupid, because all of us that denounce racism, especially when you're sitting next to a black man, wouldn't be something that you would laugh about. In fact, it was something you could have turned the music off. You could have sat right up. You could have said something right there. And then I get criticized when I say they like our penises and not our policies. This is an example, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, there is no moment in that circumstance where you should have found anything humorous. Or I get it, sometimes people laugh when they're uncomfortable, but that's one of the moments. And she's already been through drama centered around this, so like, why would you not address that immediately?
Because you know that she just went through the scandal where they wanted to cancel you, and she had to leave the show as a result of racial comments. And exactly. So you would have been hypersensitive once it happened to say, we're not doing that. But you didn't. Lewis didn't do it either. And he gave his initial response, reminding haters that he's black and who is his girl. Look,
it's just an opportunity for the haters of my girl to fucking run with hate. Like, yo, the fact people are calling her racist and then calling me racist. Sorry. Cough, cough. I don't know if you can fucking see. I'm black. Yeah? You know, not the darkest, but I'm definitely...
You're black, but you're also stupid. And you know what? For those of you out there that think that I think everything light skin with pink lips and tattoos is cute, he's cute, but that also makes him look really ugly. Because the ignorance is just... I mean, I'm light skin black, but the color of our skin, whether you have an ounce or 10 ounces or the whole thing is filled to the top with blackness, doesn't negate the fact that we have to stop racism and prejudice right in its tracks. Regardless of if it's our girl or not, just because she's your girl don't mean she's not a racist. And I don't think you dated her because you fell in love with her. You dated her because you have been a clout chaser for a long time. If you look at the history with you and Miguel falling out, isn't because Miguel changed. Miguel and I can still talk, and I still have access to him, and he hasn't changed even though he has a couple million followers, because he didn't get into the business to be famous. He used it to be able to make money, and now he's doing a great job. He has the career that you wanted, and he has the career that you weren't good enough to the public to get. And you became his friend and turned on him in order for you to get a little clout. And so your response, although we love the accent, was kind of stupid. No?
Yeah, because you can be black and peddle in anti-black sentiments and anti-black ideals. So you can exist in a space as a black person and allow racism and anti-blackness to like fester around you.
Now, the beautiful Queen Alondria, who probably didn't have as much fame until you all made her real famous with this, because now she has more support than ever, addressed the incident, condemned racism, and urged Huda, Lewis, and others to research and donate to the United Negro College Fund, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. Wait, hold on. Let me go ahead. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Going to throw some education in there. Let me give you a round of applause. Matter of fact, Laundrie, let me give you a flower. Because you took them thorns and crafted them into a crown. I put that in my book, by the way. It's a nice little quote. This is what Alondra had to say. Take a look. I ain't reading all that. Basically, I just summed up what's just gone. Anyway, Huda responded, take a look. I ain't reading all that. You took all day to reflect, while you let that black man lay on top of you and pump some knowledge into your empty brain. Sorry. Lewis then shared his apology to all the offended. Look, I ain't reading all that. Basically, let me sum it up. My publicist told me to do this because I'm getting killed.
Allegedly.
Despite their apologies, the damage was done, baby. And Huda lost her brand deal partnership with Huda Beauty. Look. I ain't reading all that. Basically, we done. I mean, look, I you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And when you are a brand, no matter how stupid you are, you have a responsibility. And all your partners, they are also responsible. You know, it's one thing if somebody would have just made a senseless allegation about you that's not true, but you actually did it for us to see, defended it, doubled down on how black you are. And then your black ass got canceled by her black ass. And I love it. And don't say it's colorism because you light skin and she dark skin, because my light skin ass is aligned with the dark skin queen over there. So, bye. Anyway. You know that song, The Boys Are Back in Town? Well, the circus back in town. The circus back in town. And I'm excited for it. Blueface is back home, all of them. The big Blueface, he is back, and he has hit the streets, and he is right back to work. I don't know, I haven't analyzed his whole body yet to see if he has an ankle bracelet on, because he's been moving around. He's been on streams with DDG, he's been, holding the baby, who obviously now everybody's confirmed it's his kid, because he's holding the baby, Krishan's there, the family's reunited. The circus is back. Blueface told me I was a part of his circus. I will say he has not called me yet to invite me back to Barnum and Bailey, but I am waiting to be called to help continue to tell their story. Some of my favorite interviews have been with these two, and then this one by herself, including the mom. Anyway, I have been a ringleader. No, I'm not the ringleader. Sorry. Blueface told me he's a ringleader. I have been a sponsor of the circus for many years. Well, after nearly 2 years behind bars, Blueface is a free man. Okay. And the circus featuring him, his mother, Carlissa Sappho. You still banned Carlissa. And baby mamas, Krishan Rock and Jay and Alexis, is back in town. Now, Blue's mom, Carlissa, first teased his homecoming with a video on her Instagram, because we all know, if the cloud ain't clouding, Carlissa ain't nowhere to be seen. Take a look.
Baby, your dad threw them all off, didn't he?
Okay, Carlissa, I have to say, as much as you get on my nerves, we do love Carlissa over here, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
Carlissa
she's Kiki.
She's a Kiki. Carlissa is funny. And look, I've talked my shit about Carlissa because of her behavior where she aggressively tried to kill Claudia Jordan. She didn't try to kill her. She attacked her and wanted to fight her at the award show. And, you know, didn't she threaten you?
Oh, no, I just walked Claudia to her car. To the valet and
Why?
Stayed with her
because
she was being attacked.
Well, listen, Carlissa, you're not an enemy. You're not banned. Maybe we'll lift your ban next year, because it's going to be a great show. Only if you bring Blue. Okay. Well, the following day, Blueface was back on Instagram and letting us know that he was here. Look,
about to put my page on private on dead homies. I got 24 hours to follow a nigga before it's a secret society type thing going on schoolyard crib. Blueface home. What'd you say, boy?
It feels like home.
It feel like what?
Home.
Booty D.
I used to be here.
Come on. Oh, you done forgot the handshake? I know it's been 2 years, man. Come on. There we go. Look at that girl. Journey Bernie. The most important girl in my life.
Hi.
Who's your daddy?
Has it been 2 years?
That's crazy.
Damn. This seemed to fly by. I mean, Blueface, I'm going to let you know, I bought all the merch to support whatever money was being put on your books while you were behind bars. So, well, the circus then started back up when Krishan tracked down Blue and his mom, who took his and Jaden's kids to an arcade. She popped up with her son, their son, Krishan Jr. Take a look.
Is that my mama? We got drinks somewhere.
Here.
Go leave it, family.
Okay.
Here, you get the stroller.
We put on our show. We on your show.
Oh, I didn't know.
We on live.
Oh, we got the last one. Say what's up to Baby Brother.
Wait, what's this?
Say hi, Baby Brother. Baby Brother.
Baby Brother.
Yeah. Say what's up, Big Brother.
Well, after Jaden found out, she immediately condemned the link up and grabbed her kids. Look.
Yeah, just PSA. I didn't approve for no crackhead bitch to be around my kids, so I hope everyone's in the same place when I arrive. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. One thing for sure and two things for certain. You bitches go on live talking about, oh, and if you talk about my son and anybody that talk about my son and this is what happens to them and da 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 da. No, and if any bitch play about my kids or disrespect my kids or disrespect me about my kids, yeah, we gonna see how far I'm willing to take it. I'm not no buster bitch about my kids, okay? I don't let anybody just play with them. I don't let anybody just be around my kid. I don't let anybody, it ain't like that over here, okay?
What?
Play that over. You guys wanna go bowling?
Yeah.
Bowling, bowling, bowling.
I love Jaden. Well, later, Krishan was spotted on live kissing all over Blueface despite him having a girlfriend named Angela and another chick named Navia. Look. This is her in blue. She's kissing his back. I don't ever want a relationship that makes me this sprung or whatever is sprung the word. Let's just take a break and break down the circus. First of all, he's only been out less than a week in all of this. Jaden, I understand you not wanting your kids around Krishan because I know you believe that Krishan is what broke up your family. I understand Blueface wanting to have all his kids together when he just got out of jail. And sometimes we have to be able to put our differences aside so our kids can coexist. I don't have any kids. We don't have kids, obviously. But maybe this was all according to Blue's plan because he probably knew he was going to create all this buzz. He hasn't been talked about this much in 2 years and now we can't stop talking about him. What do you think?
I think that the kids should be allowed to exist in a space where they can be siblings. And it seems to me that the divide between the parents is causing a divide between the children. Because I think if I'm hearing it correctly, the oldest son is like, he said, your brother. And he said, who is he? And he's like, that's your brother. Say it's your brother. Because I think the divide between the parents is causing a divide between the children. And that should never happen. They should be allowed to be siblings and be in a space together where the moms are civil, which probably can't happen with these two. But this is not okay when the kids don't know each other or have time
and
together.
And this happened when I was growing up. Our parents kept us away from each other until we got a little older and then we found each other and, you know, built our own relationship. Well, Blueface is saying that Jaden is his girl too. And she defended him when a critic compared him to a potato. Look, Blueface looking like a baked potato and your baby daddy broke his shit. I mean, at this point, is it the penis? Like, what is it that's causing everybody to just... what is it?
He whatever he did to them, they are matized. I can't say the other part, but
TikTok, go do your thing. It's out there. Carlissa, after all the drama, Carlissa aired out Krishan and said she doesn't fuck. She ain't effing with her at all. Look.
I just want y'all to know that people is playing on the internet. They're playing games. They're playing games right now. All I asked was for her not to touch me. I had nothing against her bringing her child, whatever. She stalked us. She pulled up in a black truck. Nobody asked for her to come, but I get it. That's my son's possible child. She brought the child. That's what he's supposed to do. But touching me and touching my hair and all of that other stuff, I asked Krishan 2 or 3 days ago if she wanted me to take the baby up to the jail with the other kids, and she called me all kind of bitches, and I'm gonna post it so y'all know that this is her playing her shenanigans. She called me all kind of bitches, told me I'd never see her fucking son, stay the fuck away from her, all of that shit. She's playing internet games.
I mean, Carlissa may have a point there if you miss what she's talking about. When Krishan was getting closer to Carlissa, she did try to put her arm around her, and they had a real awkward encounter. If you missed that, take a look.
So y'all can record me, but I can't record y'all.
Oh, you can record me.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
I was trying to get my ugly thing. Yeah. Oh, you holding on to you?
Oh, look at that. Look at Junior.
Baby Jesus. He poor now. He not Junior. Junior if he kept Malone.
He still be
Junior. No, I don't like that. Mm-mm. Junior, what about CJ? CJ,
yeah, I like CJ. I like CJ.
Of course you do.
Or Sunny. I like Sunny too.
Sunny, I call him Baby Jesus.
Only I can call him Sunny.
All right, Sunny.
Only I can call him Sunny.
I mean, Carlos also said this is his possible child.
And that's what I'm saying. Now you're on record as his grandmother disparaging him.
Allegedly.
Forever. Like, this is going to live forever. You're saying his possible child. And that's your grandchild. Like, to me, that's crazy.
And Carlissa, why are you always in the middle of what Blueface got going on? I know you got a show that you're promoting. And do you need the clout and the visibility, too? Because, anyway... Carlissa's disdain for Krishan continued as she exposed their alleged DMs. Take a look. I'm going to let y'all read this. If you're listening on the podcast, you're going to have to go to YouTube and give me two views for the price of one. Okay, go to the next one. Just keep going. So basically, they're fighting and they have a lot to say back and forth. Okay. I'm happy. I just looked at, first of all, shout out to all the Hollywood Unlocked staff on social media and all the writers, because I looked on social media, y'all were covering Donald Trump and the destruction of our world and Blueface and Krishan, and I'm just like, my writers, y'all are the real superheroes. We'll keep you posted. Now let me ask you this. Did you think Blueface looked good before?
Yeah,
He's you think very he looks good now.
He just filled out. His face is just a little full.
Yeah.
I think he just needs to like fast or something.
I mean, I think if he drops about 10 pounds.
Yeah, fast. Do a quick fast.
Tighten it up. Get some abs in there. The face tattoos, though.
That's a lot.
He needs to get them done over, maybe.
Or let's just remove them.
No. How do you remove all that?
You just go they do the removal. It's a lot.
Not for what he got. Play the video of him walking through the house on the video, looking at the camera.
About to put my page on private.
He ain't, that Etch-a-Sketch ain't coming off.
It's a secret society type thing going on.
Okay, now he did say they look better in person. So the only way we can verify that is if you come back on the Jason Lee Show, which you have an open invitation. Ironically, you guys know I'm a manifester, right? I was at home in Stockton where I've been keeping a box there, not knowing what's in the box. And I opened the box up, and it was the Mandingo Hall of Fame Award for Blueface. Why it's in my house, I don't know. How it got in my house, I don't know. But I opened it up and then went to Instagram, and he was out. So I think I manifested his return home.
You did.
by way of his Mandingo Hall of Fame award. Anyway, we'll get that to you.
What? There's
a flyer
online and your pictures on there when you're allegedly going to his homecoming party.
Who put the picture of me going to his homecoming party? Him? No, she didn't. No, she did not. Carlissa put me on a flyer that I am coming. No, she didn't put me on the flyer, and it's $25. Okay, let me go ahead and repost this flyer. I'll be at the homecoming. Just put it on my schedule.
Oh, you made the flyer. I love it.
I'm coming with lots of security.
Are you going to wear his merch?
Absolutely not. All right, anyway, welcome home, Blue. Krishan, what happened to your boyfriend, 33K? You just had a 20-year-old boy. Look at this picture of Krishan and her boyfriend, 33K, which now he's just gone. You just took this 20-year-old and now he's gone. And then also, remember, Krishan, you were just sucking the toes of some other guy who now is trolling you, saying that the same mouth you're kissing Blueface with is the mouth that was all over his feet. Can we make sense of this or what?
She's always going to go back to him, so I don't...
By the way, I'm telling you right now, Lemuel, if you create a show out of this called Crazy in Love 2, I need a check, because I am the one that came up with that name, and I don't want to hear shit about it. It was an idea that you had. Crazy in Love 2, executive produced by Vice Mayor Jason Lee. Bye. Just get to thoughts and prayers. It's happening, y'all. Blueface is finally free and the circus is officially back in town, whether we like it or not. Blue came home and not even 24 hours later, his baby mamas were beefing and his own mama exposed one of them. Y'all, nobody wins when the family's feuding. Praying they get it together for the sake of those three babies. Meanwhile, Erica Kirk and VP JD Vance got us wondering if they're the next blended family to watch out for. Was this planned all along? Erica's husband hasn't even been in the ground for 2 whole months, and she's filling up on another man, married with kids, and the vice president at that. And VP Vance, what have you to say about your hand placement? Don't act like we didn't see that too. But I wonder what his wife had to say. While the vice president supports a grieving widow, the president is getting support from Nicki Minaj. Who saw that on their bingo card? Her praising Trump for threatening Nigeria over the slaughter of Christians has her superfans questioning their loyalty. Now y'all want to question it after all we've been through. But while Nikki defends Trump, Julia Fox and Winnie Harlow defend their costumes for Halloween. Now, did Julia go too far as a blood-drenched Jackie Kennedy? Or did Winnie Harlow mock Whitney Houston at her lowest moment? Well, where's the line between edgy dark humor and offensive inappropriateness? Or has the world become too sensitive? And speaking of sensitive topics, Huda and Lewis caught themselves in hot water over a racial slur. But instead of apologizing to Alondra off rip, their initial curt responses and eventual failed apologies resulted in retracted brand deals. These Love Island stars gonna learn the hard way. Huda marks like the 4th or 5th alum caught in a racial scandal. There are enough racists under this administration. The rest of us have got to do better. That is it for this week. I have a lot of work to do. Please make sure you follow me on all social media, even the District 6 page, so you can keep up with what's happening in Stockton, because there's a lot going on in Stockton government. And look, I would just say, folks, just go out there and be the best that you can and shape this into the world that we all want to enjoy. All right, until then, see you later. Peace.
The Jason Lee Podcast.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life, from rich history to hidden gems
The Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.